breakdown you didn't know you wanted coming up in just moments. First, you win a pair of tickets to the 27th annual Taste of the Browns on September 15th at Huntington Bank Field to benefit the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. Just enter the word sports. That's what we talk about them here. Sports. S-P-O-R-T-S. Sports. By the end of this hour at 92.3thefan.com to get registered to win. Get tickets at greaterclevelandfoodbank.org. It's all from Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Sports. S-P-O-R-T-S. Sports. That is the word. You go ahead and you do it. And you get to go to the Taste of the Browns. 27th annual. Taste of the Browns. Sports. Go ahead and do it. A breakdown that we don't know if you really want. We're getting ready for the season, and Lima looked at the ticket situation right now. Plenty of good seats available.
I just can't remember you being able to just get tickets from the Browns week of an opener.
I think you could.
No?
I think you could.
No, I used to. I mean, I literally used to run an event for the opener, and those tickets were impossible to get. You had to get them second party, and they would be like double. Now you can get them. It's still, people are saying they're still expensive. Well, it's a sporting event in 2025.
You know they're the second cheapest.
I know. I do know that.
Going into this year, Daryl posted that. We're the second cheapest experience.
And that's so even after.
It's not even that much.
That's even after they went up. They went up after last season. 3-14, they raised them.
Do they want us to break down the Bengals? Because there seems to be a lot more interest in what happened over the weekend. And frankly, let's be honest, the third quarterback on this football team than there is about actually beating the Bengals.
Well, this game, what's interesting about this game is that we are the second biggest home dogs this week. Mm-hmm. New Orleans, I think they're getting 6.5 in their game. We're getting 5.5. So, I mean, that is a huge spread. That's a huge deficit at home. Ironically, it's a team that we seem to not have all that much trouble against, even in our down years.
Yes, and let me be abundantly clear. This isn't your fault, guys. This is not your. I'm not blaming fans for the lack of interest about a game. You know, I can try to create interest for the game. I can try to do it. We can play the Michael Stanley. I can get excited. I can tell you. I can give all the rah-rah speeches you can. I'm good at it. I can get people excited about some stuff. I'm an excitable boy. But if I don't feel it, then it's going to be hard to get it over. And I think a lot of fans don't necessarily feel it right now. I think that this season, please prove me wrong. 216-474-0092. I think it's week one. The Bengals always start out slow. Yep. I know that they're tired of hearing about starting out slow. T. Higgins was ripping guys in the media for talking about them starting out slow, even though they do. Jamar Chase was upset about it. It's like, hey, man, you guys were supposed to be a playoff team last year. Joe Burrow was relatively healthy the entire year last year. You finished 9-8. You get out to these slow starts. You fired Lou Anarumo. You can't sit there and blame him anymore, even though everybody thinks your defense still isn't good. That's even with Trey Hendrickson, which you dragged that out the entire offseason as well. You and I bickered about whether or not Joe Burrow, if Joe Burrow has any right to complain about anything. I go, well, they've signed his two wide receivers. Usually they just make franchise guys have one premier wide receiver on your football team. Because T. Higgins, I don't know if he could be a number one for a great football team, but he could be a number one in the NFL.
He's like a Jerry Jeudy, right?
Yeah, he could be a number one for a football team. So I don't want to hear any more of that. And I could give you all the reasons why, I think the Browns absolutely have a shot against Cincinnati on Sunday. And why they shouldn't maybe be a five, I don't think they should be favorites, but why they shouldn't be a 5.5-point underdog. I can give you every reason in the world. Talk about the Bengals' bad offensive line and our good defensive line.
Miles Garrett.
The Bengals' bad defense, where they do have Trey Hendrickson, and a hopefully a running game that's going to be able to eliminate turnovers as best they can, control the clock, win a tight football game, and get a win in week one. And I think a lot of folks out there are going, great, tell me about it on Monday. Or tell me about it Sunday at 4 o'clock after they get the win. Because I think a lot of people, when you watched all throughout the offseason, the constant tug and pull, all the arguments that you and I had over the quarterbacks and the two rookies, it was all, remember, I couched it all. So this is all still on me where I go, hey, you know what? It's August 12th and they're still taking a quarterback in the first round next year. Hey, it's July 23rd. They're still taking a quarterback. Like, that never budged. They still had two first round picks, and then the owner and the general manager, the coach went down with his family, a different set of circumstances, but I mean, he's a football guy for crying out loud. The owner and the general manager were at the Ohio State game. Now, I know that there's a lot of positions that they're looking at. you're going to cover your bases. And then the owner, did the general manager go to LSU Clemson, or was it just the owner?
I didn't see pictures of him. Remember, all he right. has a twin brother, too. So,
well, the owner was at...
We can't confirm that it was him or not.
That's true.
Fair enough.
Even a DNA test, it'll be tough.
And he works for the Eagles, right?
They'll be very similar.
The owner was at LSU Clemson. Okay, he's a Tennessee yeah. fan. Tennessee, where they taking on Syracuse?
Yeah.
They beat the brakes off Syracuse. Good God almighty. What a day for a Tennessee fan. Nico Amalieva was mm-hmm. running for... He was pressured on 60% I mean, of his dropbacks.
UCLA?
He was pressured on 60% of his dropbacks.
Jeez.
And they got Penn State on the schedule. Holy God.
Got his money.
Oh, my... I think they got Ohio State on the schedule, too, UCLA does. Yeah, at least... Better hope they can't take any of that money back, because, buddy, you're going to be running for your life. Anywho, the guy's a Tennessee fan. He's down at Clemson LSU. Why is he down at Clemson LSU? Oh, yeah, the two quarterbacks are playing against each other. So, like, this whole thing, I think for a general, for a Browns fan, not even just a general, for a Browns fans feels like it's all a formality until we get to next year. It's all a formality.
No, it doesn't. That doesn't mean that it's not exciting to watch the rookies. We've got exciting rookies. Well, this could be.
They can be exciting, but they got to prove it to them. Because I think that everybody feels that this is just a generalization of what this season's going to be until you get a quarterback in the first round next year. And then I think a lot of fans are going, okay, now I'll take you seriously. Because the whole thing does feel like, hey, I kept the coach after a 3-14 year. Why do we keep a coach after a 3-14 year? Well, either A, I can think really that highly of him, and I can think that highly of Andrew Berry, or B, I could say, well, they did just sign him to extensions before last year, if I'm not mistaken. So you still got at least probably 3 more years left to go on that extension. So maybe we're just going to pay off the freight for 1 more year, and then we'll have a new coach and a new rookie QB and everything, and a new general manager, and everything will go on from there. Because that's what a lot of college football teams do. They take a look at the schedule, and they go, yeah, we're going to go ahead, and we're going to give Billy another year. Yeah, we're going to go ahead, and we're going to give this guy another year. Like, that's what they do. And I think a lot of Browns fans feel that way. And if they're not going to look at this season in terms of going out and being successful, then they're not going to do it. Plus, I mean, good God, how long does the conversation around the Browns take before it gets back to, hey, you know who I saw working out again on Instagram? Mm-hmm. And that one will really take him away from the season.
As a Browns fan, where would you rather see Andrew Berry? On a college sideline on a Saturday or at the Browns game on Sunday? If he could only be in one place on a weekend.
Well, yeah, and you feel like if he's out scouting, he's doing more than just watching with binoculars right. from up top. He's talking to people around the program.
Seeing how they interact on the sideline. Yeah.
I'm glad you asked that question. Because I could say, hey, if they were coming off of 14-3, you're out there just doing your job. And he is. He's just doing his job. You have an opportunity to go to these college games, go to the college games, go meet with coaches. You go be seen. Go meet with agents. Agents are at the games now. Go meet with all these people. Do what you got to do. That's part of your job. But I think a lot of people see that and they interpret it as, man, are we really getting excited for this year? I could say, hey, he's doing his job. You got to go to college football games. It's on a Saturday. Go to a college football game. I don't care about your sleep. Sleep on the plane. Go. And that is part of his job. If I'm being deadly serious and not trying to be overly dramatic about it, but I think for a lot of fans, hey man, I got a bunch of arguments going on right now about Drew Aller and Fernando Mendoza and all these other quarterbacks right now, and I'm not getting anything about the Bengals other than, yeah, I hope we win.
Now, let's be honest. If they just win one game, it's so funny how this works. If they just win on Sunday
against Cincinnati, then we're back.
Then the whole conversation
we're
changes.
Back. But they're going to hold the Browns, the fans are going to hold the Browns accountable. When you have this type of season you had last year, I'm not blaming fans at all. This is anything but blaming fans for any of this. If anything, you're holding them more accountable and you're holding their feet to the fire going, you will get my emotions when I can trust them. Until then, I'm going to focus on the future. There's a couple people who disagree with that. God bless you. But I think the vast majority of Browns fans are going, hey, I hope you win, but I want something more tangible. I want something more realistic. I want one of these guys who played on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. That's what I want. And I don't blame a Browns fan at all for feeling that way. So, yeah, this Cincinnati game, it kind of gets overshadowed, at least on Tuesday. As we get closer to Cincinnati, like, guys, they play Grambling at 3:30 on Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of an Ohio State breakdown is going to go on. But, damn, Sunday, yeah, well, it'll be broke down more. But you can't help but feel some sort of way going, hey, they got a 40-year-old quarterback starting out the season. We don't believe that guy's going to be playing for very long. So there will be eventually Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. We can start those fights over all over we want, but it's going to be some time. Unless they go out and win, I think it's going to be more of the same. If they go out there and they lose the way they did against Dallas, the only anger you're going to hear is about keeping Kevin, keeping Andrew, and why the hell are we rolling a 40-year-old out there when we might as well just take a look at the pups?
That's right. We didn't have much of a post-game show last year after the loss to Dallas.
We just sat there in disbelief that they could get rolled like that as the season started. And the only thing that was playing in our heads was the Jim Schwartz quotes at the end of the preseason going, man, these guys think this is going to be easy. And they did. And they got hammered. Embarrassed, even, in week one against the Cowboys, who aren't the world's most competitive football team. So there is a lot more on this than what we think. But in terms of breaking it down in excitement for winning, please tell me I'm wrong. I want you to tell me I'm wrong. But I think the general excitement for winning for the fan is that, hey, I hope we win. But if they don't win, hey, I got a real good look at Garrett Nussmeier. And Garrett Nussmeier looked real good with 80-something thousand people at Death Valley screaming in his face. And they were able to fight off everybody and win that football game. And I might take a look at him. And that might be what Gary and Rocky Rivers thinking. And then there's a Barry in Richmond Heights. And Barry's sitting there going, you know, I really like, I know people are ripping on Clay Kubiak, but let me tell you that, like, that's where they're at with it right now. Up until the pups get to play. Because they need the season to stand for something. If it's not about winning, and a lot of folks think that they're not going to the playoffs, then it has to stand for something, or what else are we doing here? We're just wasting our time. And fans of anything, hey, money's money. Money comes, it goes. Your most important currency is your time, and your emotions invested in your time. And if you don't think that your favorite football team, while you love your favorite football team, and rightfully so, yes, while your favorite football team, if you don't believe they're going to win, you're going to invest your emotions in the future of your favorite football team, not the now. Because there's plenty of guys out there that are listening to this. They could take or leave Kevin. They could take or leave Andrew. To hell with it. They don't really care. Next year would be a different story for them. 216-474-0092. Am I right or am I wrong? Tell me I'm right or wrong about that. It's okay. It's okay to get ready for a week one game and go, you know what? They got to prove it to me, Kenny. They got to prove it to me, Tone.